Second part of Peya, Mishnah Zayin. Now we are learning halachas of the Ktsira. It says in the Torah that Kisiksa, when you harvest your field, then you take of Peya. So it has to be your harvesting. If it was not harvested by you, or was not harvested at all, there's no fee of Peya. The Sadashi Katsrua Goyim, if a non-Jew harvested the field. And the Mepharshim say over here, we're talking about a case where he was not sent by the owner of the field to harvest the field, just a guy came without the permission of the owner and he harvested it for himself, or the goyish field which he harvested for himself. So this is not a Jewish ktsir. Now the chiddush over here is though that the implication of the Mepharshim based on Yerushalmi is that if a goy harvests for a Jew, then it is chayv and peya. Now we know there's a concept that there's no shlichus for a goy, so what does it help that the goy harvests for the Jews? If he cannot be a shliach for the Jew, how does it work? So there's two ways of explaining this. The Matna Frank is a chiddush that we're talking about a goy who is a poyel, a hired worker, even though he's a goy, can have a halachic status of a shliach, and therefore his harvesting is considered Jewish harvesting. That's a chiddush of the Matna Frank. And many Athraim and the Rambam Peish and Mishnais says, now, say not like that. Over here they say, we do not need shlichus. Shlichus means it has to be my act. Over here it's enough that it was done on my request. So as long as I requested the guy to harvest it, that's good enough to be to satisfy the condition of being a harvesting for the Jew. Okay, Katsura listim, if Ganovim harvests in the field. So also this is not the owner of the field harvesting his field, and therefore it's possible from Peya, Kisamua, Namolim, if ants came and they ate up they cut down the produce of the land. Also, it is part of Trampeya, Shabbosa Ruach, or Behemoth, also if it was broken by a storm of wind, or animals came and trampled it. In any event, all these cases are Ptura, because once again, in order for the field to be Chayv and Peya, it has to be that the owner, or his messenger, or somebody requested to do it for him, harvested the land. If this person started a harvesting, but it was finished off by, before he had time to finish it, came a bunch of Ganov and stole the rest of it, then it's Ptura, Shechavis HaPeya V'Koma. Here's a Chiddush. We said before that the classic place of leaving the Peya is at the end of the harvesting. He harvests up to a certain point, and everything else he leaves over for the Aniyim. We said that it is possible to take off Peya earlier, but the classic place, once again, of leaving the Peya is at the end of the field. Therefore, if I start harvesting my field, we assume that the Peya is at the end of the field. If now, before I have a chance to finish off harvesting, come along Ganovim and they take away the rest of the produce, we say that they took the area where the Peya should have been taken from, and therefore the Baal Bais is parted from Peya.